Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Taptes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Taptes Amud Aleph. We mentioned in passing in Avchesam Beis an idea of Mesifim Mechoyel Al Kodesh, that there's a halacha, they're supposed to be Mesif on the Shemitah, and we'll see on Shabbos Yom Tov also. On Shabbos, where's the Mekar for this? With Mesifim Mechoyel Al Kodesh Menolam. So we had a little bit of idea of a Mesif Mechoyel HaKadosh according to Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shav Rechem Breiko, that even though Oyevil starts on Yom Kippur, but you already start from Rosh Hashanah a little bit for certain halachas, so you see Mesif Mechoyel HaKadosh. But the Gemara will go look for other Mekaris also for Shabbos Yontif and for Shvius according to one man the Yom. So the Gemara, the Mesif Mechoyel HaKadosh Menolam, the time in Breiko. It says in the Pasuk, Becharish uvekata tishpais. The entire pasuk reads like this. It's a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Sheish yomim tavoid uveyom hashvi tishpais. Which pasuk I was talking about? Shabbos. For 6 days you work in the weekday of yom hashvi tishpais. Then it says becharish uvekata tishpais. You should rest from plowing and from cutting down tvua. So what do we dash with that? So Rekiva says ain't tzarich loymar becharish uvekata shal shviyus reikvar nema lasod chol tizra. So it means like this. Rekiva is assuming, even though the beginning of the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, like it says, but the end of the pasuk can't be talking about Shabbos, because only Charis V'Katz is also on Shabbos? All Malachas also on Shabbos. So why would it specify Charis V'Katz? So it must be Charis V'Katz is going on Shemitah, where it's asked to be Charis V'Katz. But the problem is, it already says in the pasuk, in a different pasuk, it says, so why do you have to repeat this halacha of Shvius? In Tzarek Leimar, Charis V'Katz Shal Shvius, Rekwa Nehem Asad Chol Sizra, V'Cham Chol Sizma, L'Charis Shal Erev Shvius, HaNichlis Shvius, teaching us that the Charis of Erev Shvius that goes into Shvius, which means Erev Shvius, you can't plow in order to plant on Shvius, V'Katz Shal Shvius, V'Yitzimot Shvius, and Tvua that grew on Shvius, you cannot cut after Shvius. And Rashi is learning, our Gemara, that means that there's a din of Masif Mechoyel Al Kodesh that you noyig Shemitah even in the 8th year on the Tvua that grew in the 7th year, and you're not allowed to plow in the 6th year because din of Masif Mechoyel Al Kodesh. Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, no, it's not Pshah in the Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel Aymer, Ma Chorosh Rishos, Af Kotzi Rishos, it's going Taka on Shabbos. Why are we speaking out Chorosh V'Kotzi? To teach us, just like Chorosh, there's never a mitzvah anywhere in the Torah to plow. So Katzir also, only a Katzir is not a mitzvah. Only Katzir is not a mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. Yotze Katzir HaOmer, Shu mitzvah that is Deicha Shabbos. What does that mean? So we know that you bring a Karban HaOmer or Shtei HaLechem, you bring that on Shavuos or on Pesach, and the halacha is that if you found that you didn't cut it on time, you could cut it on Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah to cut. If you found that it wasn't plowed on time, it wasn't planted on time, maybe you should be able to plant on Shabbos. So that, there's never a mitzvah to be chorosh. What's the raya, Rashi explains? Because if you have a field, this is a regular day on the weekday, that's already chorosh, you let it plant there. Masha enkin, katsira oimer, hey, you have to cut it l'shem oimer. If you find oimer, if you find the tua, as it happens to be oimer, it's from barley, if you find the barley that's cut, you can't use it. You have to be koitzer the oimer. That's the halacha. It's a mitzvah to be koitzer. Which is Mashenke Charisha, it's just a Heksha, you have to have a Charisha, but if it's already Charish, already plowed, you don't have to plow the same mitzvah. So, like upon him, we see a Katsir is a mitzvah, and we're saying just like Charish, you never let a, it's never a mitzvah, and that's what you're not allowed to do. The Katsir that's also on Shabbos is only a Katsir that's not a mitzvah. Mashenke, a Katsir that's a mitzvah, which is Oimer, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're not dashing when it's possible anything to do with Taisha Shvius, anything to do about adding on Shvius. According to Rabbi Kiva, those words that talk about Shvius come and teach us that you're Moisif Mechoyel HaKadosh, that you add on to Shvius. Mashenke, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about, he says, talk about Shabbos. Why would he specify Charosh V'Katz? It teaches a different halacha. It's just like Charosh V'Shos, Katzir V'Shos, and Yotza, Katzir Oimer, that's mutter to do on, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel, so this is Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel has no Moisif Mechoyel HaKadosh. Rabbi Shmuel Moisif Mechoyel HaKadosh Menale. How does he know the Moisif Mechoyel HaKadosh? And this question is, how do you know Moisif Mechoyel HaKadosh? First of all, how does he know Moisif Mechoyel HaKadosh by Yontif and Shabbos? And Tosfos speaks out, how does he know Moisif Mechoyel HaKadosh For after Shvius, how does he know my Bishlam of Akiva learned that Moshe Mechayel Kodesh from this pasuk? And fear of Akiva, by the way, how do you know Shabbos is Yontif? Toysev Maschav of Akiva speaks out that Akiva learns it all from Shvius, learns Shabbos and Yontif from Shmita. According to Akiva, the recovered Toysev Shvius is Charis Vekatzer. How do you know Shabbos Yontif? You learn it out from Shvius. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns. Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't learn Charis Vekatzer, teaches Toysev Shvius. How does he know the halachas of Toysev's Kodesh for Shabbos Yontif and for Shvius? Rabbi Shmuel Masiv Mechal Kodesh Menol. Enough claim of time. Let's bring this. In the Brisa, the pasuk it says regarding Yom Kippur, "V'nisim esnaf sheisechem," which means pasuk you should fast. "V'tishal Kodesh," the ninth day of the month, be'erev in the evening, me'erev aderev tishpus shabbatchem. So the question is, it says you should fast b'tishal Kodesh on the ninth day of the month, which is erev Yom Kippur. Then it says be'erev in the evening. So shtikla astira. But it's not sheisechem b'tishal yachol b'tishal. Maybe you fast on the ninth day, tamalem be'erev in the evening. Maybe it means only in the evening. It says on the ninth day. So what's going on here? You start fasting from day. Even here, you're so you only see before Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, you have to add on Mechal HaKadosh. But it's Yosef 9. How do you know what's Yom Kippur? You have to add on a little bit to Yom Kippur. Tamalayim Erev Ad Erev. And the Erev Ad Erev means until the next night, including the night, including Matzah Yom Kippur. So you see, there's in Tosfos Yom Kippur, Sai before Yom Kippur, Sai after Yom Kippur. Eli Eli Yom Kippur, Shabbosos V'nayin, how do you know Shabbosos? Tamalema Tishpesu, Tishpesu Tishpesu Shabbosos, Yom Tov V'nayin, how do you know even Yom Tov is a Chiyah of Tosfos? V'nayin, Yom Tov V'nayin, Tamalema Shabbatchem, Tishpesu Shabbatchem, Tishpesu Tishpesu Shabbos, Shabbatchem is Yom Tov. Okay, Tzad, Komokam, Shishpo Yishvois, Masif v'mechal ha-kodesh. Anytime there's a shvus, which means you have to rest, Masif v'mechal ha-kodesh. What's that coming to in Marba? Zok the small taisis, second the bottom taisis, but also Rabbi Shvius. And it's coming to Marba Shvius, it's going to Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how do you know all taisis mechal ha-kodesh? We know from this pasuk, it teaches us Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Shvius also, we learn from the anything that has shvus, Masif v'mechal ha-kodesh. Rabbi Kiva, that learns out Taisus Chol HaKodesh from the Pasuk of Charis V'Katzer, and like we spoke out from Taisus. That teaches us also Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, hi, V'nisim Esnaf Sheseichem Etisha Mai Avodai. What do you do with the Pasuk? Oh, V'nisim Esnaf Sheseichem Etisha, it sounds like the ninth day. Then it says, Be'erev, what do you do with that? Mai Avodai. For the famous Drashim, Boile Ketoni Yachia Bar Rav Difti. Ketoni Yachia Bar Rav Difti. V'nisim Esnaf Sheseichem Etisha. You should fast on the ninth day. Do you fast on the ninth day? You're fasting dafka on the tenth day, not on the ninth day. Anyone who eats or drinks on the ninth day to prepare for Yom Kippur, Maila Allah Akasav, the pasuk considers it, Torah considers it, Kilu Asana Chi Vasiris. Kilu, you fasted the ninth and tenth day. So that's what this pasuk is teaching us, that when you eat on the ninth day, it's either you fasted on the ninth day. Taisus speaks out on top of Taisus Aveid. Of course, there's no Indian to fast on the ninth day. If I care, it's also to fast. We find even a certain Amora, he fasted the whole year besides 3 days a year. Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. So you don't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. Just it means that if you eat, it's Ki'ilu, you fasted. So that's what comes out from our Gemara. Rabbi Kiva learned the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, Tosfos Yom Tov, and Tosfos Shvius, all from the case of a Charis V'Katzer in the Pasuk. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he learned all out from the Pasuk of V'nisim Tzav Shaseich and learned on Tosfos Yom Kippurim. So let me just ask you a question. We had before a Shaila if Yovel has Tosfos. So he said that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Yovel has Tosfos before, but not afterwards, because it's a special miyat, a Yovel he. But the Gemara said that the Rabbanon don't need that meat. The Rabbanon don't need meat. Why not? Because the Rabbanon don't need meat because you don't find the Rabbanon had Tosfos Chol HaKodesh at the beginning. The Rabbanon held that Yovel starts on Yom Kippur. So he said, the Gemara said that Yovel, so since the Rabbanon hold that only starts Yom Kippur, there's no half meat you have to say Sefas. You don't need a meat. Faith of the Kasha, learning that from other things. We're just here. We learn about Shabbos from Shvius, learn about Yovel from Shvius, they have to Sefas. Why there don't you need a meat? So Tosfos on Chesem HaBeis in the bottom asks this question. And he says, L'Rabbanon, kiven de'emus kadeshas mitchilasa. Since it's not kodesh from the beginning, itzuch le'ekra l'hachi, You don't need a miyat for seifa, which means alahaki means for the din of shnas chamish v'atamayit. You only count the 50th year for 1 year, not for the next year or so, because you don't need it to mayit the maysif mechal kodesh. Why? He says it's far like this: the hashda mivtzabatsa asuf mabayi. If it's missing a week or 10 days, by the beginning, for sure you're not maysif anything on it. Madach, you take off some of the year, you're still not maysif on the year, and therefore he holds you don't need a miyat lefi the rabbanon. So akaponim, that's what comes out. But the dinim of Tosefes Michael al Hakodesh.